In Alaskan Brewing Company's tasting room, summer tourists and locals sample beers and theoretically learn about the brewing process. But the end of free 6-ounce beers has mixed opinions from locals.
We really go in, we just bring people in, now. So, we probably would still continue to go in. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to have free beer, but...
It's pretty lame. Yeah, I mean, I get where they're coming from, but at the same time, it would be nice if they did still do that.
My thought on the free stuff is, hey, there's a bottom line, there's costs for everything. In my mind, economically, should be required or whatever.
I suspect it's the right thing to do. It always struck me that they gave away a lot of beer. So it's probably a better thing to do.
The people you just heard from were Tom Lane, Molly Sanders, Jonathan Coney, and Nick Cote. 2-ounce samples are still free, but Alaskan now offers beer flights for a price. Alaskan Brewing Marketing Manager Will Ray says the company wants to emphasize an educational experience for their customers.
As hard as we try sometimes, if somebody's just coming in to get a free beer when they're swinging in, they don't really want to engage and talk or try something new.
The change also lets Alaskan cover the cost of small batch brews and specialty beers.
We want to take people through an experience, not just have them come up and have one sample and disappear, which was a possibility before. So yeah, really, education, experience, and then just us being able to offer more styles and smaller batch brews was kind of the reason for charging.
Alaskan was founded in 1986, and the free samples were part of a grassroots marketing campaign as the first craft brewery in the state.
It's a wonderful problem to have is when somebody really finds their favorite. Now you can offer them 4 tastes, different styles, and it's really fun from a serving perspective to see minds start to open up. People that try dark beers or sour beers, different things like that, that really go, oh my God, I didn't think I'd like that, but yeah, I really do. And they start engaging, and it's fantastic, as opposed to getting their favorite and then heading out.
For Matt Barnaby, the owner of the new Barnaby's Brewing in downtown Juneau, it's a welcome change.
Makes it a little easier for us now because we don't have to fight that battle of why don't you give free samples like Alaskan does. So from that standpoint, it was sort of nice, but other than that, didn't have a huge impact.
In Juneau, Alaska, I'm Carter Barrett.
And so why do they use like a...